Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Doesn't matter how long it takes me to do this, I'll never figure out the right buttons to press. Joe Bassini, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more. I love this. Do something more than nothing, okay? Seriously. I have some of you going, huh? What? No, seriously. You sit there, you pound on Facebook, you scream and yell, but it doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't make a difference. They're not listening to us. They're squelching your message. So move on to something else. Look again, like I said earlier, look what they're doing to Parler. Look at how they're pounding on Parler. Think about this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, but don't give it out of habit. I guess if you really want to, you can call. I'll try to get you on. Biden already is going at it. He's already, you know, I think the whole idea, the only thing that man wants to do, I don't think he wants to do anything really good for America. I think what he wants to do is dismantle, turn around everything that Trump did. And for you Dems out there, listen, I've talked to some of you who said, oh, my God, what did I do? Really, seriously. And I almost think it's hilarious. Right? Now, Maloney pointed to the number of individuals who have been arrested and charged with threatening violence against elected officials or for their role in participating directly in the Capitol riot. Now, the reason I'm going back to just for a moment, because somebody had sent me something and I said, no, I didn't. I didn't fly over this. Right? This was the Parler story that we did last hour. But there's only so much of this you can do. There's only so much of this you can complain about until somebody actually gets out there and makes a difference. I'm telling you, until we push back, and I don't mean violently, so don't keep your cards loaded to yourself. Right? Until we push back, nothing's going to change, and you need to be loud. Right? What did Maxine Waters say? Go in and accost them in restaurants. Could use her words. Make them uncomfortable. Make sure they know they're not welcome. Right? Report today says, you know, and I've said this, you can go find it on my website. I have said this a million times. Why is it that Democrat presidents hate our military? And I mean hate. They go in and they the first thing they go after is the budget. You watch, it's coming. Well, right after Biden took the oath of office, you know, a lot of times what'll happen is when the presidents take their oaths, they walk into the White House, they start changing things around, which is right. That's kind of, you know, it's their workplace, and you want to hang the stuff on the wall you want on the wall, what have you. And so it's no surprise that staffers have moved around a lot of things, from artwork to carpeting. Inside the Oval Office. One change the Biden administration made was to, ready for this? To remove military flags that had been on display during Donald Trump's term in office. Why? What's that all about? Why would you do that? No, I'm asking, why would you do that? I mean, is the reason you're safe today, the reason you called out 22,000 of them, Joey B. That's it. I don't have to call him president. I'm just going to call him Joey B. 22,000 of them you called out. Why? Oh, exactly. Because you needed help. Right? Come on, give it some thought. You needed help. And these are military people, the ones that you're now disrespecting. The absent flags were first reported in the Washington Post. Trump kept them near his left side against the window for years. A reminder of who was out there, who was fighting, and what they were doing for not just his safety, but all of ours. The new photos of Biden's makeover show that they've been removed. Most modern presidents, but not all, have displayed only two flags behind the Resolute desk, the American flag and the presidential seal, according to The Atlantic magazine. Archival photos of former President John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and Richard Nixon, they displayed all the military battle flags. Let me see something. Let me see, Kennedy, I think he was a Democrat, right? Johnson, another Democrat. So what's the problem? President Dwight Eisenhower, a five-star general during World War II, he acknowledged his background by planting just the Army flag across the front desk. I guess he was an Army man, right? I mean, seriously. One other notable item that Biden ditched was a portrait of former President Andrew Jackson, who was the first Democrat to hold office but has been criticized recently for his ties to slavery and the oppression of Native Americans. But this is new. He still was a president. I mean, this stuff is just, it's driving me nuts. So, and the Oval Office, really, I mean, for all intents and purposes, really hasn't changed much since, what was it, the 30s or 40s? You know, same kind of carpet, the Resolute desk, and other things that are in there. And it's all good. It's all okay. Wouldn't you want to be sitting around? I mean, again, I mean, we're talking about the White House here. Don't you want to be sitting around in a room where we remind our history and how we got there, how everything got there? Joe with Senior Hill, it's just the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
I'm believing you are too, 855 Real Joe. 855, gotta love his voice. You gotta love his voice, right? 855 Real Show, 855-732-5566. We always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, really, seriously. You know? I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend and hang out and do whatever. I mean, we're struggling through a few technical issues. Nothing major. I'm in California. What do you expect? Again, they're doing everything they can to squelch every message they can get. It's hilarious. We'll get the message out. If we have to use smoke signals, we'll get the message out. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, like I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure that you're involved and engaged. I mean, I love it. I love the stuff that you guys send me, the information you send me about what's going on. The, let's hit some of these other good stories, cool stories, whatever you want to call them. The, come on, what are you doing to me here? Oh, there you go. All right. McConnell has decided to give, I want you to hear this. McConnell has decided to give Trump 2 weeks to prepare for an impeachment trial. State Republican, well, he's not the leader anymore, though. So I don't know how this is going to work out. You know what I mean? Mitch McConnell is proposing giving former President Donald Trump until early February to prepare for an impeachment trial in the congressional upper chamber. McConnell briefed fellow Republicans of his idea to offer to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on a conference call Thursday that, you know, that'll give him plenty of time to prep. But I don't know how this is going to work its way through. Right? All House Republicans and 10 Republicans voted for a single count of incitement of insurrection. Now, this is really scary. But, you know, it's not going anywhere either because they only need 2/3 vote. Remember? They will not get 2/3 of a vote. And if they do this, just think of what's going to happen from this point on. Seriously. Biden called for unity in his inauguration speech on Wednesday. But has he ever really, has he or Harris, showed at all that they want unity? What have they done? What have they said? What have they pushed at? Because, you know, all we ever heard forever was how bad Trump was. Right? We just kept hearing about, just how nasty he was, how divisive he was. But going after a man that 70, well, I say, closer to 80 million people voted for, that's going to pull us together, right? That's going to make everybody want to come and play in your game, Joe. It's just amazing. It's all gone. It's all off the table now. These people have set this up, and I believe that they want bloodshed. I do believe that. After seeing some of the things that they did, and they've talked about, they've done, I think this is what they're shooting for. So they can, quote-unquote, prove how violent we are, yet totally ignoring what's going on the West Coast. And in Chicago, for that matter. This is laughable, said Pete Navarro. He said, that's gone. That's off the table. Navarro is a Democrat turned Republican economist. He said that this will be a 50-50 country. The gap between us will be a chasm. There'll be nothing but friction for the next 2 to 4 years. I agree with him. Pelosi said that to show you how out of touch she is with humankind. No, seriously, I say humankind because she lines up with almost nobody except for that small close team she has. You know, Waters and the rest of Walters and Maxine Waters and the rest of them. The fact is that the President of the United States committed an act of incitement of insurrection, Pelosi said. I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. Actually, there's nothing to forget. There's no insurrection there. Especially, he didn't tell him to go do anything violent at all. Matter of fact, he specifically told him to be peaceful. And I go on further with this. There was no trial. We already know this. We've all been through this, and I hate rehashing these kind of things. But there was no trial. So how can you call this a legitimate impeachment process when there's been no trial or anything? Anyway, it is just nuts. And I'm going to keep coming back to it. I've always said to you guys, until we start fighting more, it doesn't stop. Until we put it back. Now, you got to get your facts straight. Don't go off half-cocked. We got to get your facts straight. Otherwise, you know better than they are. And when I say that, it's not like, look at them. I say that because the reality of it is they go half-cocked. I mean, go off half-cocked with facts that aren't facts at all. They're what they wish they were facts. But they're not even close. I love how they called the last 4 years the darkest days in history. I thought that was interesting, too. How do you do that? You're talking about days under Obama and Biden where people lost their health care? Lost their health care. They couldn't afford it. Right? They didn't get the health care that they needed. They lost the doctor that they loved. Now, I have a suggestion. Again, we have to start bringing it to them. No more allowing them to kind of flounder. And I don't mean that in a bad... I mean, they hit us with everything. They hang out and wander around and talk about what they want to come at us with. And we let them do it. I'm not a fan of a lot of these guys in Congress, but some of them have thrown them right back at them. And they need to do that. They need to continue to do so. Some of you have, maybe I'll take it up after the break, talking about the new party. They want a third party. I want you to think that through. I'm not saying you shouldn't have one. Not at all. Not in the least. But I really do want you to think it through. Because you will, depending on how you time it, depending on how you do it, depending on how you make it work, you will split the vote. Because it takes time to ramp that up. And again, maybe you won't. Maybe starting a third party will simply drive more people from the Democrats over, more people from the Republicans over, and make them work harder for your vote, make them work harder for the people you are. And that understanding that you are Americans, and they work for the Americans, they don't dictate to the Americans. Joe Messina, your host, just on the real side. Be back in a few minutes.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has signed 10 executive orders so he can set up the national response to the coronavirus pandemic. He's calling it a national emergency and says it should be treated as one. He said the pandemic has killed more Americans than all of World War II.
400,000. This is a wartime undertaking.
He says he's shooting for boosting virus vaccinations and testing. He says he's setting up plans to reopen schools and businesses. He's also imposing a mask mandate for Americans when they travel. Biden says he wants to clarify expectations about the pandemic. He says it's going to take months to flatten the curve, and the pandemic will get worse before it gets better. Predictions say the death toll could reach 500,000 by next month. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city.
We are back. I think. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Send me an email. joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Look, there's so many stories I want to catch up on. I know tonight, or we were supposed to have Alfonso Rachel. Like I said, some of you have asked, so technical issues have kept us from bringing him on, and but he'll be back with us next week. Nope, haven't fired him. Wouldn't dream of it. Seriously. You know, I told you what we were going to talk about is third party. Now, some of you guys in the chat room, I would like to know what you think about a third party. And think it through, though. Don't just say it. Because, yeah, you're sick of the Republicans, you're sick of the Democrats. And what the effect it really would have on an election. What's the real effect, right? And when you think about what it takes to pull a party together, what it takes to get them together, what it takes to get people... Now, some people have said, you know, look at all the good that the Tea Party did. Which was an arm of, if you would, the Republican Party. The problem was it wasn't all Republicans. There were many, 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 many Democrats in that movement, if you would. The movement that I saw up front, up close and personal. So you would you have the same thing this time? If you started a Patriot Party, I want to know if you guys think it would work. And how long it would take. You know, I was talking to somebody today about this. Democrats do a long game. Look at Stacey Abrams out of Georgia. She's been working on this for a decade, for 10 years. What do we do? No, come on, guys, seriously. If you're a Republican, what do we do? Do we have a long game? Do we have a strategy? Do we start to watch things go sideways and then want to jump through hoops and start crying because we're not getting our way? Abrams had a plan. She got other Democrats behind her, and they worked on that plan. Now, I don't want to do stuff like we saw in this election, where they actually had people calling from California as if they were living in Georgia and talking to people about why we needed the Reverend in. What a joke that was. Right? And then, say they were Colorado, 15 years to flip that. But they were in it for, like as I said, like I'm saying, they were in it for the long game. Right? Are you in it for the long game? Are you willing to grab somebody, get behind somebody, help push that somebody for a matter of years, maybe? So Trump wants to create a new Patriot Party. Liberty and Freedom Party. Right? I mean, nothing wrong with being a patriot. Don't get me wrong. Right? But why not, again, why not make it that? Or, you know, different names. I don't know. I don't want to say more generic. Oh, hey, why don't I use this one? We make it more inclusive. But, again, let me get back to reality here. So in starting a third party, think about how much money it would take, how much time it would take. You got to get on the ballot in every state. And you see already in the chat room, you got it. You know, first two times, first couple of cycles, you may end up putting another Clinton in. Is that really what you want? Come on, think about it. Is that really what you want? And if you're thinking that, you know, Trump will head the party and run again for office, I don't know. And yeah, that's great. The great line, you know, the Republican plan is what's for breakfast tomorrow, and it's true. They don't do anything long term. And who would get behind it? Who would be behind it? Are there hardcore Republicans that would stay with the Republican Party? See, I'm kind of the mindset to a degree. Take this party back big time. Stop thinking that these old timers are on your side. Mitch McConnell has never been on your side. Lindsey Graham, again, the only redeeming speech that he gave that kind of lent itself to be coming back towards him was during the Kavanaugh hearings. When he laid into the Democrats and talked about, you know, my God, if you guys ever get power, I can see where you're going. And look, they're already doing it. Going after Parler, going after Trump supporters, going after Republicans in Congress and at the Senate, or in the House and the Senate, that decided, hey, I'm sticking behind Trump no matter what. Yeah, I think, you know, they're not just swamp creatures. They're the pond scum below the creatures. And again, why don't we, I'm asking you guys in the chat room, why don't we take back the Republican Party? Why don't we work at kicking out those people? You know, we're going to have challenges, right? People are going to be primaried in that party because of what they did to Trump during this impeachment process. I don't think that's such a bad thing, guys. I really don't. Put the effort, put the energy behind going after him big time. I mean, going after the party big time. Take the weenies out. I mean, the Democrats are vicious with their own. They're not 100% on board with them, aren't they? They don't cut them any slack. And I'm hearing reports that some of the emails and stuff I'm getting, Republicans are split over Trump's second impeachment and the future of the party. Let me tell you what, if they go after him the second time, if Republicans actually call him out for something he didn't say and did not do, now I love these people go, well, you know, he bears some of the responsibility because he ginned up the crowd and sent them to the Capitol. He always gins up a crowd. Every place he goes, they're excited to see him. You Republicans in the House and Senate, you think, what do you think? This is just a game for him? Look at what he did, was willing to do. He did all those things. Matter of fact, I'm sure those guys would say the same thing about Reagan, or the same things about Reagan behind closed doors. I'd love to bring up when they called him a cowboy. This cowboy diplomacy is going to put us into a war. Well, it didn't. It actually took down the Soviet Union. Come on, let that sink in. And in D.C., as somebody just said, it's so true. One of the most expensive counties in the country to live in is just outside of D.C. I wonder why. Would you love to get a list, you know, of all the senators, all the congressional people that live in those homes? I would. I'd love to see that. I want to know where they live. Why? How did you get that house? How did you get in there? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Because you don't walk into these places. You've got to have money. And most of these Congress people who run for Congress, who get in, they're not overly loaded. Look at some of the people that just got into Congress. They're exactly what our founding fathers had in mind. They're you and me. They're people that worked jobs. They're people that were raising children, and they saw what was going on. You know, our founding fathers, with everything they went through, they had. I hear people say all the time, oh, they got kids they're trying to raise. Right, because our founding fathers didn't. Right? Come on, get with the program. You cannot look for excuses. You have to look for reasons as to why you can. Stop talking about why you can't do something. And honestly, sincerely, start talking about how, not why, how you can do something. Because this is getting old for all of us. When you feel like you're out here fighting alone, not saying you are. There are times, though, when you feel that way. You can send me an email at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. And if you've got topics, anything really, seriously. If you have topics you want to discuss, you have books, maybe you know an author, hit a good book, a home run on a book. You know, something along the lines of ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Remember that guy? But no, seriously. Totally serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's
early yet. That's one of my favorite lines of this. Welcome to your house. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. Let's have some fun. I shouldn't say it this way because you're going to think I'm making fun of them, and I'm not. Talk a little bit about Black History Month coming up. And I should save it for tomorrow night when Sonia Schmidt joins me. I don't want to, though. I want to hit some of these today. There's been a push across the country in a lot of places because of the way history is being portrayed. For us to push, and it's what I've been telling you guys forever, push the reality. Don't let your kids be fed garbage. Tell the kids the truth. And let them sort it out with your guidance. We should know, look at slavery stain on the country's history. Got it. Not trying to belittle it, not trying to discount it. It's a true statement. But first of all, we're so much more than that. The country isn't all about slavery and the black community. It's much more than that. The black community is not all about slavery. Some great accomplishments have happened in the black community. You know, accomplishments, the African Americans throughout American history, they've been abundant, they've been significant, far-reaching, helping shape America to what it is today. The countless contributions by African Americans have been varied, diverse, indispensable, inspiring. Now, part of what I'm reading from is a resolution that's kind of making its way through the country that some of these schools one, I would say some school trustees like myself would like to see entered into the record. Because, you know, they talk about how much us old white Republicans hate black people. So, you know, the influence of African Americans, and I don't want to call them all African Americans, black Americans, whether they came from Africa or Belize or wherever, Caribbean, whatever. Right? It's diverse. You could even say it's indispensable and inspiring. A group of people that were just not given any opportunity in the early days to succeed. And look at how far they come and what they've done. And in the early days, for all intents and purposes, with no help. They've made achievements when it comes to military and education and science and research and business, entrepreneurship. Many important and indisputable facts from American history, they've been underemphasized. They've been swept under the rug or pushed under the bed so nobody sees them. The first Africans were originally brought to North America unwillingly. They've been conquered, captured, and sold, ready for this, by other African tribes and Muslim slave catchers. They were sold to the Dutch. And some of the Dutch came to America and brought them here. The first African slaves in North America were brought by the Spanish to their colonies in the Florida region. Again, check it out. By the Spaniards to this country. We need to lay that out there. These kids need to know. People need to know that. You know how many people don't know that? First African slave ship in North America came to an English colony, arrived in Virginia in 1619, but became indentured servants instead of remaining slaves. Big difference between the two. Right? And they ended up owning their own land after working it for a number of years. The first document documented occasion of legalized black chattel slavery was in the England colonies of America. It didn't occur until 1651, not 1619, 1651, when free African-American Anthony Johnson sued in court and won the right to own another African-American. Let me say that again. In the American colonies, an American, a free African-American, Anthony Johnson, he sued in the legal system and he won the right to own another African-American. So a black man sued to own another black man. I don't know how he won, but whatever. Now, one of the great things that my home state of Massachusetts did, apparently, a slave ship arrived in 1646 in New England, Massachusetts, actually, where when they got there, the slaves were freed, and the slave owners were in prison, being charged with the capital crime of man-stealing, which was against the law. Two English colonies, Virginia and Massachusetts, they began a dual track for African-Americans with much slavery and oppression in the South and much freedom and opportunity in the North. Right? Some areas in the North even included the right to vote and hold office. Ooh. How dare they? That's what's good. All our kids are hearing on the negatives, not hearing any of the positive stuff. African Americans, they contributed much to America's rich history in the colonial days. They held political offices. Matthias de Souza, elected to office in 1641, Wentworth Cheswell was elected to office in 1768, and reelected for the next 49 years to 8 different political offices. Are you hearing that? But yet, they make it sound like there was nobody that had an appreciation and a love for the black community. One of the first casualties of the movement for American independence was a black patriot by Crispus Attucus. If I get it wrong, you know what I mean. He was shot by British soldiers during the Boston Massacre. Now, listen, I lived in Boston. I grew up in Boston. I had history teachers from Boston. I didn't know this until recently when I was doing some of this work. black soldiers in the war for American independence included names such as James Armistead, Jack Sisson, Prince Whipple, Peter Salem, Salem Poor. I mean, I go on and on. The boatload of names of black soldiers that fought for American independence. During the American War for Independence, blacks and whites served together in integrated units in virtually every battle of the war. You know, and some... God, this is amazing. For people who were being oppressed or thought they were being oppressed or was as bad as it's made out to be. Now, again, slavery is bad. All right? Enslaving any man, any color, any person, bad. Did the blacks take the brunt of this? Yes. There's no softening here. There's not trying to make it nicer or more palatable. This is not the goal of mine right now. I want real history taught. I want it all taught. I want your kids, my grandkids, your grandkids, nieces, nephews, whatever. I want them all to know the truth behind history and then let them decide whether the U.S., whether America really made an honest attempt to wipe out slavery. Let's do that first. How's that? Influential black colonial clergymen included names such as Richard Allen, Absalom Jones. He was the first black clergyman to be ordained in a major Christian denomination. Lemuel Hayes, first black American to receive a degree of higher education. He was the first black American to have a sermon published. Ran around, he pastored multiple churches. How many of you know where the term Hoosier came from? Come on, let's see how smart you guys are. Right? The term Hoosier. Right? It's credited as the namesake of Harry Hoosier, who preached and taught all through that area, all through New England. You know, again, all we hear about is slavery. All we're being told is that blacks were brought here as animals and slaves. And they might have been by some, but it wasn't the American colonies, it wasn't the white folk going to get them. At times, yeah. But most of the time, where do you think, who do you think sold them into initial slavery? Chiefs from tribes in Africa, most of the time. Throughout the 18th and 19th century, there were many distinguished African-American entrepreneurs, business leaders, including Paul Cuff, Stephen Smith, Clara Brown. You know, I even heard a story that just made me sick, where a professor was talking about how Harriet Tubman, you know, with the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman, she was not really interested in freeing the slaves. She would get them and either sell them or give them to people who would pay her money. I'm like, don't go. That's so ridiculous. It's almost like nobody, absolutely nobody, in the mind of the left can do the right thing except for them. And when they do something right, it has to be so egregiously wrong for them to stand behind. I want you to think about that comment. Joe Messina, your host, Phillips of The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you want to get involved, you want to know about the show, you want to get a text alert that the show is starting, text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. A lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.